But if America didn't have a Don King, they'd have to invent one.
For anything to be taken seriously in boxing, it needs the nod of the king, Don King. And next week, 2K Sports launches Don King Presents Prize Fighter. It's a video game with storylines in and out of the ring that includes real-life boxers, including Larry Holmes. So who joins us now from New York but Don King and Larry Holmes? Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And it's a delight to be here with you, Scott.
Well, look, I'm delighted to talk to both of you, but wasn't there a time when you guys didn't exactly get along?
We don't get along now, but we love each other, you know.
And that's what it's really all about. You see, it isn't about, you know, agreeing to disagree. So it's the thing here that working together works, and we have worked together for now 30, 40 years. So it's a remarkable thing for me, and to see him voted into the Hall of Fame, and like a son to me, is like a gratification beyond description or depiction.
You know, like Don said, you can always disagree, but we never lost respect for each other. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole main thing. You never lose respect for the person, especially when the guy is putting his dollars out of his pocket to put something in yours. So, you know what? You can't lose respect for that, and you got to give a man the credit.
I feel we should at least go through the motions of talking about this video game. Mr. Holmes, there's as I understand it, a Larry Holmes character in here. How does he measure up to the real guy?
It's going to be hard to beat because, you know what? The hammer's like jab, what I call a Holmes hammer. You can't get past it. If you can get past that, then you got a real problem. You got to get past the right. That kept me as heavyweight champion for 7.5 years, longer than anybody except for the Brown Bomber Joe Louis. 7.5 years of heavyweight championship. I mean, that's remarkable.
I can attest to that, and I can say this without any reservation. Larry Holmes is one of the greatest fighters of all time, but more importantly, he's a great human being, and this is what really counts. What you see in the game is what it is. That's why the game is so phenomenally interesting. I mean, the game teaches, the trainers, the conditioners. It's a part of a game where you have to really get prepared. They don't just jump up there and figures be fighting each other and one guy be knocking them out because his hand may be quicker on the key than the other. This one is where you have to go through the process that you would do in real life, and this makes this game a knockout over any other game out there in the sport of boxing.
Mr. King, I hope you don't mind me asking, but I of course, did some reading. And you've said in interviews in the past that going to prison turned your life around.
Well, listen, I made the time serve me. I ended up going into the numbers business and ended up going to prison. All right, now in prison, I decided then I reflected.
Now, we got to explain. You went to prison because, do I have this right? You beat a man.
Yes, I had a fight. I had a fist fight, what we call expressions of the ghetto. I happened to be unfortunate to fight a man who expired a little later on. And so that was, and how do you expiate for the sins that you have committed? You know what I mean? You have to atone for them. You must be able to give to others. And, you know, it took me back to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. From faith, I moved on to higher ground.
You know, it is such a delight to speak with both of you. Can I share something with you that I didn't like about the game?
Yes, you can.
A few years ago, a number of years ago at this point, I did a series on brain damage in boxing. And we talked to a lot of fighters. We talked to a lot of trainers. We talked to Floyd Patterson. We talked to Mike Tyson. And I was shocked to discover how many people who participate in prize fighting, according to medical studies, suffer from brain damage. And it really changed the way I feel about prize fighting being a sport. You know, and of course, that's not reflected in this game.
Well, you know, that may be true, but you got to understand that anything that you do, you're going to undertake a risk. That's why in this game, it demonstrates through the training procedure, through the process of what you do, what prevents a lot of the things that happen. All right. So, you know, we've come out of that peculiar institution called slavery. All right. So they break your legs and ask you why you're limping. They deny you their schools and seminaries and colleges and ask you why you're so dumb. All right, so you got to understand that either you're going to die on your feet or, you know, you're going to always be on your knees as a slave and indentured servitude. So it's a thing here. What do you choose? If a man has to be able to support his family, and just what you were saying about the fighters that may have damage and the fighters that haven't got damage, and you can compare, when you say prize fighter, all the prize fighters are star. Any man who has the courage to walk up those three steps, because you have to have courage. If you get in the ring, no, you can't call timeout and sit in the substitute. If you run out of gas, there's no gas station in sight. You got to be able to deal with the problem which is right before you. And that's what you do with the problems of life.
Well, you know, boxers, football players, basketball players, we all know that it's a risk in everything you do. And, you know, if you don't take that risk, you'll never accomplish anything. But I don't worry about it. If you worry about things, you can't live right. You can't do the things that you need to do or you want to do or you should do. So, you know, I don't worry about it. When I got into boxing to try to earn a living so I can take care of my family, so I don't have to kill myself for the rest of my life in that boxing ring or in on anybody's job or driving anybody's truck or digging anybody's hole. And if it wasn't for boxing, I wouldn't be here now talking to you about boxing. I'd probably be somewhere else digging a hole or probably not even having a job. But boxing got me here. Boxing got me into the Boxing Hall of Fame. Boxing gave me 75 fights, 69 wins with 44 knockouts. If it weren't for boxing, what will I do? Where will I be?
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate it, and thank you, and thank God we got a country like America. Shalom, Mazel Tov.
And also to you, shalom. Larry Holmes, who goes into the Boxing Hall of Fame on Sunday, and Don King. 2K Sports launches Don King Presents Prize Fighter, a video game. This is Pumping It Up by George Clinton. Wonder if he's going to run for vice president. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Shalom. I'm Scott Simon.